What bracha do you make on eating spoiled bread, moldy bread, or something of that sort? So the Gemara in Brachos talks about certain things which are bracha shakol, and the Gemara says, the Mishnah and the Gemara elaborate that it's pas she'ifsha. If you have moldy bread, spoiled bread, the bracha is shakol. Shulchan Aruch as well paskins that if you have pas she'ifsha, this moldy bread, you make a shakol. The Mishnah Berurah explains, but obviously we're talking about bread, which is moldy, but it's niskalko tsas. It's only a little bit ruined, because if it was completely moldy and it was completely inedible, it would be no bracha at all, because you wouldn't be eating it at all. Now, why do you make ishahakal on such moldy bread? So two reasons can be suggested. Reason number one, because it's no longer lechem. It's not bread anymore. This is found in the Rashbam in Bava Basra, who says, you don't make hamotzi. It's not bread. Bread gets hamotzi. Spoiled bread, moldy bread, is no longer bread. That's option number one. Option number two is that it's not chashiv anymore. It may still be bread, but you only make a special bracha on bread because it's a staple of our diet, but only when it's chashiv bread, when it's chashiv, when it's important, when it's special. This moldy bread is no longer special anymore, and therefore it banks back to a shahakol. Now, what are ramifications between these two reasons? Well, number one, what about if you happen to make a hamotzi? You take a bite of moldy bread thinking that it's good, and you make a hamotzi on it, and then you realize it's moldy and you want to continue eating for some reason. Does it suffice with the bracha that you made of hamotzi before, or do you need to now make a new bracha, a shahakol? So because the Shulchan says, no, you're not Yotze with the hamotzi. You would need to make a shahakol. He says, Mistaber de lo yotze, he says, because he doesn't explain why, but he seems to say that you're not Yotze at all. Now, as opposed to Vishari Bracha, Seitzer Vazn, who says, no, you are Yotze b'dieved. Now, the machlokes is simply based upon whether it is still bread or not. According to Ketosa Shulchan, the reason why you're not Yotze is because it's not bread. Moldy bread is no longer bread. So if you make hamotzi on it, it doesn't mean anything. Just like if you make hamotzi on a candy, a lollipop, you're not Yotze, you have to make a shahakol. So if you make hamotzi on spoiled bread, it's a shahakol bracha. And if you make hamotzi, you need to remake the bracha shahakol. Says Rav Vosner in the Shari Bracha, no, it's still pas, like reason number two we said before. It's just no longer chashav pas. It's not important. It's not special bread. But if you happen to make hamotzi, since it's still bread, that would suffice b'dieved. Another ramification would be, what bracha achrona do you make on this bread? Or on this moldy piece of what used to be bread? So the Rambam writes that you make a parein of fashos. He says anything which needs a bracha, first he says that pash ifsha, this moldy bread gets a shakol, and then he says, kol shetan bracha, kol mevarchim fun of shakol, anything which you make a bracha before in shakol, afterwards you make a bray nefashos. Now the Baralacha cites this Rambam and says, who says that you make a bray nefashos, and he says, why is that the case? He says, why is it that, I understand why the bracha rishona shakol, since it's only derabbanan, so therefore you make a shakol, because this bread is no longer chashev anymore. But a bracha achrona, which is daraisa, why don't you bench? Now, what is this dispute? And therefore, because of that, the Rambam, the Bar Halacha relearns the Rambam. He says, yeah, the Rambam probably agrees to me as well. And the Rambam was only talking about if you don't eat the requisite amount. But if you eat the requisite amount, you would bench. So you have a machlokas between the simple read of the Rambam and the Bar Halacha's version of the Rambam. What's this machlokas based upon? Same question. Why is this moldy bread a shahakol? If you hold because it's no longer bread anymore, that's what the Rambam says. So of course you make a brain of fashos, because it's not bread. As opposed to the Bar Halacha says, no, it is bread, it's just not chashev bread. But a chashev bread only has to do with the bracha rishona. But for that bracha achrona, which is daraisa, you would make a, you would bench. Now, Viktosa Shulchan defends the Rambam in this way, and it says, Mishnah Berurah, what are you talking about? The reason why the Rambam says they make a brain of fashion is because it's not bread, which is exactly our discussion. Now, the Shevet Alevi happens to say something interesting, because he learns that it is bread, and therefore you would have thought that you make a hamotzi, but he says, even though it's still bread, my lumdis doesn't work, because he says that even though it is bread, you still make a brain of fashos. Why? Because it's not a chash of eating. It's the only reason why you bench is because gamachiwasim begedah shevach aretz upashiv she'ino begedah shevach aretz. It's no longer considered praiseworthy that you would say v'achalta v'savalta v'erachta, which is a special benching, the pasuk, the source of benching. You wouldn't save us on moldy bread, even if it is still bread. It doesn't highlight how much Hashem loves Eretz Yisrael and He gave us beautiful grain to make this bread. That doesn't work because it's moldy, and therefore that would not be a nafkamina, he suggests. However, another nafkamina is suggested by Derech Yisrael. Do you need a wash in the Tivas Yadayim when eating this spoiled bread? If you hold that it's still bread, it's just not chashev anymore, so of course you need a wash on Netivas Yadayim. But if you hold that it's no longer bread anymore, then you would not need to wash Netivas Yadayim. So the upshot is, if you're eating moldy bread, you make a shakol. What bracha achrona you make is subject to dispute. Again, this really centers around what is the nature of this spoiled bread. Is it still bread, or is it no longer bread at all?